Ron Samachalat Amidalat. Omar Ula. Seir Sheshachto Kodim Matan Domel Shalpar. You shechted the Seir before you made the Matan Domim Lithnai Velithnim of the Par, Loasa Veloklum. So you did it out of order, and it's no good. Rashi. Hikdim. Okay. And even though Shechita is not an Avoda, so why did you ma'akev? They explained that the problem is not that you shechted the seir before the matan dam of the par, but that you did the matan dam of the par right before you shechted the seir. It's the matan dam that's a problem, that's out of order, not the shechita that's out of order, because the shechita is not an avoda. Tnan, hikdim dam ha-soir l'dam ha-par. If you were mazah the dam ha-soir, now the Gemara thinks it means lifnai v'lifnim. If in the Kodesh HaKadoshim you first did the dam ha-soir before the dam ha-par, yavzer v'yavzer mi dam ha-soir achar dam ha-par, so you should do it again after the dam ha-par, right? But l'maisa it's mashma, you don't have to shecht another soir, even though if you did the dam ha-soir already, obviously it's shechted. So you shechted the soir before you did the dam ha-par. Still, it's good enough just what's it called to be chozer and do the dam ha-soir again. You don't have to shecht the soir again. Then isa yavzer v'yishchot mi boyleg. So the Chorah, the Gemara could have said, b'shchita lo kamayri. We're not talking about shchita, we're talking about the hazaz domin. But the Gemara had a better answer. Tirgama ula b'matona shebehecho. It's not talking about dam hasor before the dam hapar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right? That you did properly. First you did the dam hapar, then you shechted the soyer, then you did the dam hasor, the way it's supposed to be done. Then you had the dam hasor and the dam hapar that you brought out to the hechel. And now you're supposed to do the dam ha-par first and the dam ha-soir, and you did the dam ha-soir before the dam ha-par. Now all you have to do is do the dam ha-soir again after the par. This Bryce is talking about what's it called about the matanos and the heichel, not the matanos and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But then Rechanam, if we'll be talking about the ones in Kodesh HaKadoshim, it wouldn't be enough just to do the dam ha-soyer again. You'd have to shecht a new soyer, so the soyer would be shechted after the dam ha-par.
The Mishnah says
l'chein v'heichel. What?
The Mishnah says l'chein v'heichel afterwards.
Yeah, I'm saying, but this is the Gemara says it's bedavka, not talking about Kodesh HaKadoshim, only about the Heichel. Okay. This part of the Mishnah that says that you have to change the things, talking davka and the Heichel, not going on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to do a different thing too. You have to, besides doing it again, you have to also shecht again. Rashi, hikdim damasoyer kosolte daivun amadishemitim komer. Gemara thinks now that this Mishnah is talking about lifnai v'lifnim. To have a seir sheshachtu called the matan domel shalpar. If you did the dam of the soyer before the dam of the par, you must have shechted the soyer before you did the dam of the par. Tirgum ula de matan shebehechel komer. So we'll say the Mishnah when it says that all you have to do is change it is talking about the ones in the hechel. Alav shchita sasor b'mkomo haisol acher matan dam apar b'lifnim. But l'maisa you shechted the soyer after the dam hapar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then later when you brought the dam to the heichel, that's where you did them in the opposite order, and that's where it helps only to change the order. Okay. No, it's like a relation of Gemara. Okay. V'chein b'heichel v'chein mizbeach. Okay, the same thing goes for the matanis and the heichel, and the same thing goes for the matanis and the mizbeach. From Rabbana, the chiper es mikdash hakodesh zelif nai v'lifnim. Okay, what's the kaparas of the damim help? So one is it's mikhaper on kodesh hakodeshim. Rashi lifnai v'lifnim, kiper bedomim halalu al tuma she'ir lifnai v'lifnim. Somebody went into the kodesh hakodeshim tamei, so this is mikhaper on it. Im nichnas adam shom betuma the ein bo yediyah besof aval havi yediyah betchila. Person knew when he went in and then he forgot. So this matan domim is mechaper on that tuma. Okay. The alfina mikroi the perakama de shvuas. All these things the Gemara learns out from Sukkim in the first parak of shvuas. She seir ze tola aleh lahagim on yisurim ad shivadilo v'yavi ba'ol v'yored. Right, normally, if you're matami mikdash, a person who comes to make mikdash tame has to bring a korban olav yored, special kind of chatas. right? That if you're rich, you bring one. If you're poor, you bring another. If you're very poor, you bring a what you call a mincha. So that's a chatas olah v'yored. That is what's it called? That's specially for tumas mikdash v'kadosha. But that's where you knew when you went in and you remembered it. You didn't forget. But if you went in and you knew to begin with, and then you forgot, so you didn't remember that you were a Talmid, you can't bring a carbon. So this helps for that, to take away the Yisurim until you remember and you bring the regular Chatas Olah V'Yored that you're supposed to bring. Okay, Oel Moed Zehechel, right? Al Tuma Rashi says She'ira Behechel. Somebody went into the Hechel Talmid, same way, and he forgot, so he can't bring a carbon for that. So this carbon is mechaper until he'll remember and bring the regular carbon. Mizbeach k'mashmo. Rashi says v'yasa mizbeach k'mashmo al tuma she'ira la'odem b'mizbeach v'shoah k'dei ishtachavoya shezehu shir shi'ir l'mishanitma bazar. Rashi learns talking where the person became tamei near the mizbeach and he stayed there for the amount of time that it takes to bow down, because that's the shear of when you have to bring a carbon, that you were in the what's it called, the Azara, that amount of time. Tosfos is Goresh and Rashi, not here, that the opposite. It's talking Lo Shah. You didn't spend this say that time. You didn't spend the amount of time, but there's a special Isser of being near the Mizbeach, Betuma, even if you weren't Shoah, because otherwise you're in the Azara. Anyway, what's the difference between the Azara and near the Mizbeach? So in the Azara, in order to bring a carbon, you have to be Shoah, Kedei Ishtachavoya. But if you're right near the Mizbeach, special thing that you need a carbon, this carbon's mechaper, even if you weren't Shoah. That's the other gears in Rashi. Okay. Yechaper Elu Azoros. Yechaper is what's it called, goes to include even Tuma that happened in the Azorah. Again, that you didn't know about. This helps until you'll find out and you'll bring the regular carbon. Okay, so the pasuk the chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'es oel moed v'es hamizbeach yechaper now goes on the azora the al hakohanim k'mashmon, that any tumah that that happened to the kohanim, that also is mechaper on am hakohol el Yisrael. Am hakohol, that's klal Yisrael. Yechaper, again it says yechaper elu halevim. Mashmon from here that levim are not part of kahal. But in Hori Yosef, the Gemara says that Levim are called Kahal, but they're not called Am HaKohal. Am HaKohal is going on Klal Yisrael. Am HaKohal does not apply to Levim, but Kahal can apply to Levim too. So Hushvu Kulan L'Kapora Achas. They're all mentioned in one pasuk for the same Kapora. They all receive the same Kapora. Shekulam Mishchapim B'Sir Mishtaleach B'Shar Averos. Div Reb Yehuda. The fact that it says all of them, and it says in the end, what's it called? Yechaper. That all of them have one kapara that is similar, even though in this, what's it called, each thing is a separate thing, but there's one thing that's equal to all of them. The Sira Mishtaleach is mechaper on all of them by other averus. When it comes to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, so the Kohanim have their par, and the what's it called, Klal Yisrael have a seir. But when it comes to this other averus, not Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, all the other averus, that Shira Mishtaleach takes care of for everybody. Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Rashi, Hushvu Kulan, Baha Yechaper Basra, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Right, the last Yechaper includes all of them together. But Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Yevshel Ashvosim. By Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, they don't have the same Chaparah, because the Par is Mechaper on the Kohanim, and the Soir is Mechaper on Klal Yisrael. Shari Hapar Mechaper La Kohanim, Vasoir Nasu Vifnim Al Yisrael. Where are they all the same kapara? It's not talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, but it's talking about all other Averis. That Yom Kippur is Mechaper through the Sira Mishtaleach. Give Reb Yehuda. That's what Reb Yehuda says. Reb Shimon Omer, Kishem Shedam HaSoer Hanasim Mifni Mechaper Al Yisrael B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Kach Dam HaPor Mechaper Al Kohanim B'Mikdash Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Right, just like the Dam HaSoir, Bifnim, is Mechaper on Klal Yisrael for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, right? So too the Dam HaPar is Mechaper on the Kohanim with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Okay, so we have two different kaparas for Tumas Mikdash, one for the Kohan and through the Par, and one for Yisrael and through the Shoyer. That everybody agrees to. And just like the vidui of Sira Mishtaleach, the other Shoyer, is Mechaper for Shar Averos for Klal Yisrael, Kach vidui shel Par Mechaper LaKohan B'Shar Averos. The vidui on the Par is Mechaper on Shar Averos. The Kohanim don't get their kapara by Shar Averos and Sira Mishtaleach. Seirim are Mechaper on Klal Yisrael. So the Seir HaPnimi is Mechaper Mikdash Mikadashav, and the Seir that sent Lazazel, its partner, is Mechaper on Klal Yisrael B'Shar Averos. The Mela, the Par itself, is Mechaper on the Kohanim, the Mikdash Mikadashav, and the Vidui on the Par is Mechaper on the Kohanim for Shar Averos. Rashi Shimon Omer Geshem Shadam Asor Hanasim Bifni Mechaper Al Yisrael B'Tumas Mikdash Mekadoshav Ve'eini Mor Vidui, and there's no Vidui on the Seir HaPnimi, so the Vidui of the other Seir is what's Mechaper on Shar Averos. Kach Dam HaPar below Vidui Mechaper La Kohanim B'Tumas Mikdash Mekadoshav. By the Dam HaPar there's also Vidui, so the Par itself is Mechaper Al Mikdash Mekadoshav, just like the Seir HaPnimi is Mechaper Al Mikdash Mekadoshav, but without any Vidui. So what's the vidui for? Shem shvidui shal sira mishtaleh mechaper Yisrael b'shar averos kach vidui shal par mechaper lakohanim mesecha shvuos parchinon. But the Gemara asks in Shvuos, so that's how what's it called? Reb Shimon learns that the kohanim are not mechaper b'sira mishtaleh b'shar averos. They're mechaper from the vidui of the par. That's what's it called? That's brought inside. And the Gemara in Shvuos asks, Rashi says, "Lo Rav Shimon Havade Hushvu." Right, Lamaisa according to Shimon Lamaisa, it says in the end of the pasuk that they all have the same kapara. In something, they have the same kapara. According to Rav Shimon, they don't have the same kapara in anything. Not in Mikdash VeKadosha. This one's the par, and this one's the soyer. And not in what's it called Shar Averos, because this one has Sira Mishtaleach, and this one has the Sir Ha. What's it called? The par, the vidui of the par. Umeshaninon Hushvu Bnei Kaparinim. No, they're equal in that they all need kapara for two things, Mikdash VeKadoshav and Shar Averos. When it said Yechaper, to make them equal, it's not that they have the same kapara, but they all need the same kaparas. The way the kaparas are given are different ways. That's how the Gemara explains in Shavuos, according to Rav Shimon. Tana Rabbanan, V'chilo Mechaperas HaKodesh, Zelifnai V'lifnim. When he finishes be mechaper on the kodesh, kodesh over here means kodesh hakadoshim. So the matnas dam, the dam hapor, the dam asoyer, lifnai v'lifnim, that's one unit. V'chilo mechaper is hakodesh. Ol moed, right? V'yas ol moed, that's the heichal. Okay, that's the pasuk. V'chilo mechaper is hakodesh, v'yas ol moed, v'yas hamizbeach, v'hikru v'yas asoyer achad. Okay? So after he makes all these kaparas, then he brings the Sira Mishtaleach, and he, what's it called, and he sends it away. So it says first the Chilo Mechaperas HaKodesh, that's Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'yasoel Moed Zeheichel Mizbeach Kimashmo. Mizbeach is the Mizbeach Hazov. After he finishes all the Matnas Dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichel, and on the Mizbeach, in other words, towards the Parochas, and then on the Mizbeach, then he sends away the Sira Mishtaleach. Malamed, Shekulam Kapora, Kapora of Neasran. Each one's a separate unit. Since it mentioned it separately, each one's a unit by itself. Mikan Omru, from here we learned, Nosen Mixus Matonus Shebifnim, Venish Bechadam. If you brought a portion of the Matonus, you did not all eight. You did one Lamala and five Lamata. And then the blood spilled out. So you have three more to go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of either the Dam or the Soyer. So Yavi Dam Acher V'Yascha B'Tchila, right? B'Matanah Shebifni. So you bring more Dam, right? In other words, you know you shecht another, what's it called, another Par, and you bring what's it called the Dam and finish it off. Finish off the three. Rabbi Lezer of Shimon Omrim Eino Maskel and Mokin Shepasim. And you do, again, the whole eight. That's what the Tanakhama holds. And Rabbi Lazar and Shimon say, no, you don't have to do the whole eight again. You just make up the three that you missed. You start from where the dam spilled. And you just make up three. Gomer sa matano shebifnim. What if you did all the matanos lifnai v'lifnim? The dam, the par, and the soyer. Now you went out to the heichal, the nishbech hadam, and now the blood spilled. You don't have to go back and do the what's it called, Kodesh HaKadoshim again. Each thing's a unit by itself. You finish that, you're finished. Now you have to bring another par and start again in the Heichel. But you start from the Heichel. You don't do what you did already in the Kodesh HaKadoshim if you finish that. Because each thing is a separate unit by itself. Nosan mitzvahs matanos shebeheichel. Same is true if you did a part of the matanos in the heichel, the nishbech adam, and then the dam spilled. Yovi dam acher, bring another par. The yaskel betchila beheichel, and the Tanakama holds you start again from where you started in the heichel. Can't just continue, right? You have to start from the beginning. Rabbi Elazar Shimon Omrim eno maskel and mokash posak. You don't start from the beginning. You start from where you left off in the Heichel. If you did three matanos, you do another four. Gomer matanos in the Heichel. You finished all the matanos in the Heichel, the dam and the sawyer in the Heichel. Vinishbach adam, and then the dam spilled. Yovi dam achri, bring another par. The yaskel betchil matanos to mizbeach. You start from the mizbeach. You don't have to do again the Heichel, because that's a separate unit by itself. You finish that unit. Start now from the next thing. Nosan mixes matanos to mizbeach. But if you did some of the matanos on the Mizbeach, you did it on three of the chronos, right? Or you did three of the hazols on the surface of the Mizbeach. And then nishbech adam, yovi dam acher, v'yaslo betchil matanos on Mizbeach. They bring more another dam and you start again. The whole Mizbeach has to be done at one time, according to the Tanakhama. So you don't just make up what you missed. You start again from the beginning, but not from the beginning of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Heichal, just from the beginning of the Mizbeach. Same thing over here. All you have to do is start from where you finished. What you did. You did three matanas, do the fourth. Okay. Gomer matanas shemizbeach and ishbech adam. If you finished all the matanas on the mizbeach and then the dam spilled, right? Divrei hakol lo ma'akvei. V'nishbech adam divrei hakol lo ma'akvei. Everybody holds that shvichas hashirayim is not ma'akiv. You don't have to now, what's it called, get a new par just to be shofech shirai. Why? Because l'maisa, you don't have to do every go again. So you can't have shirai. You can't have shirai if you don't have matanos. And the matanos, you were yotze. So maybe there's nothing you can do. So bringing another par is not going to help, because you don't do the matanos again. In that respect, the shlicha shirai is not ma'akev.
All these machines, not because it was an accident.
No, it was an accident.
I'm saying, they
quoted
to the
Yisod
or not?
No, they in the middle of doing the matanas before you got to Shvich, the dam spilled out on the floor. Okay. V'chilo Rashi, v'chilo mechapers hakodesh zelif nai v'lifnim, elu hazol shel bein abadim, ze heichal hazol shel haparoches. Mikan Omru, Lav Anosin Mixus Matonis Koi, El Agomer Matonis Shibifnim, the Nishbech Adam, that Mikan Omru is not going on the fact that you have to make up or what's it called, what you didn't do. That, we know, Stam, you have to make up what you didn't do, it's Makif. El, if you finish the Matonos in one place, you don't have to do them again. El Agomer Matonis Shibifnim, the Nishbech Adam, the Omer Mikan, the Ein Sorch, Lazo Velazo, as Zos Shigomar, Shari Kapor, and the Asma, each thing's a unit. When you finish that unit, you don't have to do it again, just because you didn't do the next unit. But if in that unit you didn't do part, you have to either do it again, or at least continue and finish it. Okay, we're going to get it. Ushneyem Omer Abyochanan, Ushneyem Mikroyach Adorshu. Both Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama learned their halacha from the same pasuk. Midam chatas hakipurim achas bashana. Right? The pasuk says, the chiper Aaron al karnos of achas bashana, midam chatas hakipurim achas bashana yechaper, alav adoroseichem kodesh kadoshim hu. So it's one time a year that you're mechaper on the mizbeach. Reb Meir sober chatas achas amarti lecha, velo shtei chatos. Right? That each thing has its specific chatas. Rashi chatas achas amarti lechol ischaper akapora bo velo lasos kapora achas mishnei behemos. Right? If you finished one unit, you don't have to bring another behemos. It's one kapora from what's it called? You don't mix the kapora from two different animals. In other words, if the dam spilled in the middle, so then you have to bring another animal and do all of them from that animal. You can't do part from this and part from that. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Savri, Chitu Yechad Amarti, L'chor V'lo Shnei Chituyim. And they all know, not that all the kaparas have to be from one animal, but you only make one kapara. You don't do the kapara twice. Okay, so therefore, if you did four of the matanos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now it's spilled. So the Tanakhama holds, if you just do another three, you're having one kapara from two animals that you can't have. So you have to bring another animal and do all seven, all eight from that. Okay, all eight from that. And Rav Elazar Shimon said, no, if you do it like that, then you're doing two kaparas. The first three, right? And now you're doing what's it called from another one. So that's, you don't do two kaparas, you do one kapara. Even though that one kapara is being shared by two animals, that's good enough. So you do three from this one and the other five from the other one. That's all. So it's one kapara, just two animals. And the Tanakhama holds, it has to be one animal and one kapara. Not one kapara from two animals. That's the thing.
Wouldn't the first three be bottled?
What? The first three? No, but if you don't do it, if you just continue, then it's not going to be possible.
If you start again from that beginning of that kapara, the first three bats would just be nothing.
Yeah, that's what we have to do. That's why it says. That's why you have to do it like that.
With your blessing of Shimon, I'm asking, why can't you start from the beginning?
No, so that's what we learn from that pasuk, that you don't have to start from the beginning. That it doesn't make a difference. We don't have any raya that you need one chatos. You could have two chatos, right? As long as you don't have two chituyim. That's all. Don't do it again. So they don't have a makor to tell me that you can't start from the middle.
Why
that's
is it
all.
Called doing it again?
That's not the point. The point is that if we don't learn chatos achas, then there's no makor that you have to have it from one animal. The mele, you continue. That's all. Chitui achas. They learned that the word is chatos over here means chitui. You don't have two different things. You don't do it again. So here you're not going to do it again, right? But the maisha, there's no makor for having to have one chatos, to have one animal. Okay. Rashi, chatos achas. Omar tilichol is chapra kapora. Bo velo los kapora achas and shei behemas. Don't make one kapora from two behemas. That's what Tanakhama holds. Velo shnei chituyim. But Rav Elazar Shimon holds there's no makor that you can't have two behemas for the same kapara. The only thing you shouldn't was shanos hazor shnei pam. But from this pasuk, we just learned that you can't do the hazos two times. But there's no makor that you can't have two animals for one kapara. Menela, that's what you do. You just finish the kapara.
No such thing as hazos.
Tanya, what?
It takes time to shed and then bring
it. Fine. So there's no way you have a whole day. Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Li Cholik Reb Yaakov Belugin, right? Rebbe said, okay, now we're going to a new inyan. Now, so we have this machlokas from Elazar of Shimon and Tanakhama, whether if the dam got spilled in the middle of one of the matanos, right, whether you continue from where you were when you bring the new par, or you do the whole thing again. Li cholik Reb Yaakov belugin. Li nosin Reb Yaakov chilik belug shemin shomitzora, shalo hush lo matan domin shomakipurin. So, Rebbe said that Reb Yaakov told me that when it comes to the matanos of a mitzora, right, by the you have to put dam on his thumbs, right, and on his toes, and you also have to put shemen on his thumbs. So when it comes to those matanos, it's not the same as the halacha as the dam of Yom Kippur, where the dam is nishbach. It's different. Okay, Rashi, Li cholik Reb Yaakov belugin, Li nosin Reb Yaakov chilik belog shemen shematzora, shelo hush v'lamatn domen shematipurin. V'shana li lo nechleku remeir Reb Elazar Reb Shimon b'avodus hachalukos bo, sheva hazo shemifnim, umatn bohonos, delo amrinu mimokom shepasak misham umaschil. Right? That Reb Yaakov told me that even though there's a machlokas by the dam of Yom Kippur, whether you start from where you left off or you start again, that's machlokas only by Yom Kippur. But by the matanos of a mitzora, right, there you don't say, no one holds that you just start from where you left off. Everybody holds you have to do it again. If it was dam was nishbach, you have to do the whole thing again. Tichsiv, log echad shemen. Log echad amarti l'chol lios ha-kapara bo v'lo shnei login. Here it says, it has to be one log. You can't do it from two different logim. You can't shecht another animal, bring a new log, and start from where you finished off, because then you're getting kapara from two separate logim. Here it says beferish, it all has to come from one log, and therefore everybody agrees that if you spilt it, you have to start again and do everything again. So only by Yom Kippur could Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon say that it doesn't mean chatas achas, it means chituyachas. The mele, you can continue. But over here it says b'feirish, lo gechad. So it has to be the same lo. Where it says the lo? There's no machlokas by Mitzora. Everybody agrees that you have to start again. Tanya, nosen mixus matonah shebifnim. Okay, and this is talking about Mitzora, Rashi. Not mixus matonah shebifnim. Dichsiv v'hizo min ha-shemen betzbo sheva pomim. You bring the shemen that the Mitzora brings with his asham, and you sprinkle the shemen towards the parochas seven times, just like a wee blood. You sprinkle the shemen sheva pomim towards the parochas. That's matonah shebifnim in the heichal. The nishba chalog, and then it's spilled. You get part of the seven, right, and it's spilled. Yavi lo gacher v'yaschu b'tchila v'matonah shebeheichal. That's what Reb Meir says. You bring another asham, another log, and start again from the beginning. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omri makas shepasa gumaska. That you finish off the four that you didn't do. Gomer matonah shebeheichal. If you finished all seven sprinklings of the shemen in the heichal, the nishbech halog, and then it spilled. So now you still have to put it on his thumbs. Yavi lo gacher, the yaschu betchila matanu shebebahonas. You bring another one, and you don't do again the heichal, because that's finished. That's a separate unit. What you do is now you start with the bahonos from that new log. Nosen mixus matanu shebebahonas, the nishbech halog. If you did some of the matanus on the thumbs, but not all of them, and then it spilled. Yavi lo gacher v'yaschu betchila matanah shebebahonos. So Reb Meir holds, you have to start again with whatever you did already doesn't count, and you have to do. You don't have to go again into the heichal, but you have to put exactly from the beginning on his thumbs. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omri makas shepasek umaska. Whatever you did, and you just make up what you didn't do. So Meferish, it's the same exact thing as Yom Kippur. Gomer matanah shebahonos v'nishmechalov yivrei akol matnas harosh lo ma'atlas. After you put it on his thumbs, you put the oil, those, you spill the rest of the oil on his head. So there, if you did already on the thumbs everything and then it spilled out, putting it on his head is not ma'akev. That's like shvicha shirai. It's not ma'akev according to everybody. So Mar says, so you see that what's it called, that it's exactly the same halach as Yom Kippur, same machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Mar says, Eima li shana Reb Yaakov belugin, right? So change it. Not that Rebbe said Reb Yaakov, what's it called, chilek belugin. He told me that the halacha by log is different than Yom Kippur, but he told me the halacha is the same. That's what Rebbe reported, that Reb Yaakov told him the same halacha that applies to Yom Kippur applies to what's it called, to the log. Rashi. Mixus matonah shebifnim dechsiv mehizim Hashem betzvo sheva pami v'yasru betchila bebahonos shehi avod neshniya. That's a separate unit. Kedechsiv umyeser Hashem and Asher akapel, from what's left on the shemen on his palm he puts on the thumbs of the mitzora matnas harosh, and after he finishes the thumbs he puts it, he pours the rest on his head. V'anoser b'shemen, what's left over Asher akapel koen yitin arosh hametayer. Change it. The Rebbe didn't say, Rabbi Yaakov told me that there's a chilek between the matanos of the Mitzora and the matanos of Yom Kippur, but the matnas shemen of Mitzora is exactly the same as Yom Kippur. He told me it's the same thing. Right. What? Yeah. So we don't ask him that in Chanami. One says lo gechod means the matanos of the lo, just like chitu yachas. He would dash them the same thing. Okay. Omer Mar, Matonas Harosh Ein Ma'aklos. My timer. Right? Why taka are the Matonas of the Rosh not Ma'akiv? But if you did everything but that, you don't bring another animal. Ile Mishum Dechsiv HaNoser Min HaShemen. Right? It says HaNoser Min HaShemen. So it's no sir. It's just what's left over. But if there's nothing left over, then forget it. When it says Hanoseris min amincha, you the Aaron Levonim, it's not ma'akev, right? It is ma'akev, right? Even though it says Hanoseris, what's left over could be ma'akev, right? Elaim mishum d'chsiv Hanoser d'chori le'shirayim, and shirayim aren't ma'akev. Okay, maybe, but that's true. But it's true. We find in the Torah something's called Noser, and it is ma'akev, right? Shani Hossam, or it says, Shani Hossam d'chsiv umiyeser v'hanoser. There it says double, right? But here it says, what's it called? Umiyeser Hashem. Shani Hossam d'chsiv umiyeser Hashem v'hanoser. Matnas behonos kurim shirayim. The behonos already called shirayim, right? In other words, it says umiyeser Hashem. What you didn't sprinkle on the paroches, now what's left over, put on his thumbs. And what's left over from that, put on his head. So what you put on his head is shirei shirayim. It's leftovers of leftovers. That's not makif. But one leftover, it could be makif. That shirayim, regular shirayim, could be makif. But shirei shirayim is not. Right? Umatonos bahonos kurim shirayim. Dechsib behu miyes rashem. Umatonos harosh kurim shirei shirayim. Dechsib behu vanoser b'shirayim harishonim itin harosh amitayim. So what's left over the first time could be makif. But what's left over from the leftovers, that kind of avodah is not ma'akir.